T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. The Mark Cox Morning Show. It's Decision 2020.
Who the hell wants to change what we're doing now?
Yeah, that was a New Hampshire primary voter. Obviously, a misguided individual, because they listen to MSNBC constantly. And that would lead to a lot of problems for a lot of people. But regardless, that's her protest. Her vote for Bernie was a protest vote. Let me get to Cassie Smedley joining us this morning with the RNC. Cassie, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. Great to be with you.
It's great to have you on here. You know, I said this earlier. The Democratic Party right now reminds me of the Hindenburg. It's just going down in a ball of flames. They don't know what to do with it.
Well, that's right. I mean, between just not inspiring voters having these policies that don't resonate with people, and then you have the infrastructure issues where they don't have the money or the time that they've invested properly to actually go out and have a grassroots program and get volunteers trained. So even when they do eventually get a nominee, that's going to be a real problem for them. But it's funny, you mentioned that woman who's a protest vote. What we saw last night in New Hampshire with the president getting his vote percentage total was higher than Obama, Clinton, and Bush 43, and bumping up next to Reagan, who has the all-time high total for New Hampshire primary for the incumbent president. So our voters are saying, I'm sending a message. There's no protest vote about it. It's saying, I want 4 more years. And that's a real problem that Democrats are going to have to contend with as well, because that's an unmatched enthusiasm on the other side.
I saw a picture yesterday of Elizabeth Warren's last campaign stop, and that it was sort of tongue-in-cheek because it was a picture outside of the front door of the crowd, and there was literally a line of people about 30 feet long. I mean, that was it. There was nobody there. The lack of enthusiasm is striking.
It is, and conversely, I was at the rally in New Hampshire on Monday night where I was talking to one of the people at the front of the line, and I said, what brought you out? And it was exactly what I just told you. I want to send a message. Mm-hmm. We like what's happening. I like what's happened in my life. I want 4 more years. I want people to see me here and for them to know and we're showing up for the president. And that place was packed to the rafters. It is as loud as a good rock concert. And then they're getting back out the next day, and they're waving signs. I was watching. I had to, unfortunately, come back, but I was watching all the folks at the polling stations, and they were like, well, the Bernie signs are on the ground. The Pete people have left, but the Trump folks are here waving signs and cheering, and it's a real joyous cheering as well. And, again, that is a problem for Democrats. If I'm a Democrat candidate seeing that, I'm running scared. And then to know that if you become that party's nominee, you don't have any help on the ground in these battleground states unless you're doing it yourself, because the party is in such bad shape. That's a real daunting prospect for any Democrat candidate, and I think that's something that the president is just loving. And as he gets back on the trail more and more, we're going to just see this real energy coming out of him, feeding off of all the people coming out to see him.
Yeah, I would agree. If there's any momentum at all on the left, it appears to be from the progressive wing of their party. The Sanders, the Warren, the Buttigieg, the Yang supporters, even though he dropped out of the race last night. I estimated that to be 61% of the vote in yesterday's primary is the hard left of the Democratic Party.
Yeah. And what do you do once you get through this primary? That's not where the majority of Americans are. Even someone who says, you know, I consider myself a left-of-center person, they're showing up at the Trump rally.
Yes.
Because this party, the Democrat Party, is so far to the left. And I know we've talked about this before, but it happened again in New Hampshire. 25% of attendees registered Democrats. 24,000 people we identified as new or unaffiliated voters that we need to register and bring in. There's all these folks who maybe for their entire lives have been a Democrat or saying, that is not my party. I'm coming over because I like what's happening over here with Donald Trump and Republicans. or people who have said, I've never before really been engaged in politics, but I'm so terrified of what the left is trying to do to our country that I'm coming in and I'm getting involved and I'm voting for Donald Trump, a Republican.
Yeah, it's a great point. Cassie Smedley, keep up the great work. Thanks for your help this morning.
Get more at 971talk.com.